the green juice has actually been like the one thing that I've been really consistent with. I get headaches all the time. I feel awful all the time. I feel like it's just been something that I've kind of coped with. Like, you know, when you feel icky and you get out of bed and you don't want to, like, go about your day. I have, like, my nasal passages are always clogged. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I always have this, like, weight on me. And it could be bad eating. It could be health issues. It could be anything.
Sure, but has nothing to do with the Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
The goldfish crackers.
Yeah. But
the pizza.
You know, I actually don't like pizza. That's really a fun fact. Yeah. I'll eat it, but I don't really enjoy it. Moving on.
What are the go-to foods again?
Just cheese and goldfish. I don't know. I'm a broke college student. I don't know. I go to the dining hall sometimes, but I eat rice. Like, that's my meal at the dining hall. Okay.
Yeah, Gracie, you kind of eat like, I'm going to tell you, you kind of eat like shit.
Yeah.
You don't actually kind of eat like shit.
But you know what? Like, not to flatter myself, but I look great.
Okay, I'm just saying you just don't have a good diet.
Yeah,
at
no,
all.
I know. I've never had a good diet. I like eating what I want to eat. I want to eat food that I like. I don't want to eat nasty food to look good, you know? Well, nasty in my eyes. It's good to some people. But well, I would rather...
That's not even my... I'm not even to look good. I'm just saying, like, eating, like, better food.
No,
like,
I don't eat good food at all. And, like, I'm fine with it.
I'm just a big food person, so I'm like, ah.
Most people just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. They I don't really care.
I give a fuck in it, so I'm like, ah, I want to make the good stuff.
No, but, like, going back to the green juice...
You can lead a horse,
like,
to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like when I feel bad, I just, like, go and make myself some green juice. And at first, I was like, oh, just juice, like... It's good for you, but, like, now, like, it actually, like, gets rid of my headache, or, like, it gives me, like, energy. Like, I didn't really think it would actually do anything for me when I first went into this, but, like, it actually, like, kind of helps.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm full of shit. Oh, whatever, Corey.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, it actually helps.
I don't need to read
helps.
Your fucking book 10 to 15 times.
No, but if you're actually, like, interested in, like, getting an immunity booster, or, like, getting that extra, like, kick... another good thing about the juice is, like, you literally mix it with water. So you're getting the hydration you need along with all, like, the benefits of all the greens, like parsley, wheatgrass, celery, kale, collard greens, apples. Am I missing anything?
Damn, girl.
You're getting the recipe down.
Repetition's
a
mother
of
skill.
Yeah, good job.
Gracie's an expert.
No, but, like,
I'm so
if
proud
you
of
think
you.
Of all those veggies or all that those greens, like, they're all good for you. So.
And you feel better when you drink
it.
You know what? Okay, this is what I especially notice with the green juice. I don't really like eating vegetables that much. So instead of sitting down and eating that whole list of vegetables in that whole day, which is something I don't want to do, all that constant chewing.
It's full of vitamin C, too.
I just slurp it down. It's way quicker, way more efficient. So I really like it.
And it's concentrated.
And eventually, like, over time, your body starts to crave it.
I
feel bad, I literally just instinctively go to the fridge and grab the juice and pour a glass. Just because, like... My body, like, knows what to do. I don't know.
I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah. The smoothies. The smoothies are very good for you. But for some reason, I think it's the pepper in it. Or
the bell pepper.
The spinach
green bell
maybe,
pepper.
Maybe. But it's hard. I'm going to be honest. It's kind of hard to, like, suck down sometimes. You got to do it anyways. But sometimes it's, like... You're sucking it down. The green juice for me is, like, enjoyable. Like, I'll drink a juice and be like, wow, this is good. I'm not saying it's, like, the cure for a headache, but, like, it's taken away multiple of my headaches. Like, I don't know. When I feel icky, I go and drink a green juice and
I feel better.
Yeah,
it helps the headaches.
Yeah, but I don't have, like, migraines. Like,
yeah, sometimes I just get headaches that won't go away.
Yeah,
I just have to deal with it. I just work through it.
My head hurts. I feel gross. Like, I don't know.
So you're committed to green juice throughout the summer then?
I never said that.
You're leaning heavily in that direction though.
All I'm going to say is the green juice makes me feel a lot better than I would without it. The only problem with it is the repetition of making it, which takes probably...
An hour.
45 an hour, which is a lot. It's... going to the store and getting it is a lot of work too. It's definitely a commitment. It's worth your time, but to me,
it's not.
I just want to party, man. Yeah. I just want to party.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'd rather spend my time doing other things. Also, I'm a 19-year-old teenage girl, so that says another thing.
I'm just a little girl.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's a lot of work. You got to be dedicated to put in the work for the payoff. And sometimes I just don't have that motivation to, like, do it. So it's going to be definitely a bumpy ride. I may not be able to make it towards the end, but I'm going to goddamn try.
Come on, man. Try not. Either do or do not. There is no try. Master Yoda said that.
So the green juice. When I was a kid, like I was like 12, 13 years old, my dad actually tried the green juice for himself out. So he had it at the house and he was.
I got him to buy a juicer.
Yeah, he literally had a juicer and everything and had it at the house, had it in the morning. He was very consistent about it. This is when he was in like his big health phase. He actually got very healthy. I saw the results of it. And he was like, oh, you should try all this stuff out. It'd be really good for you. And I was like 12 years old. I took literally one sip of it and spit it out. I was like, that is vile and disgusting. I literally walked out of the room after that. I was like, I'm never again. No.
Look at you now.
Many years later, I'm confronted with doing the green juice, and I actually crave it now. It kind of picks me up a lot in the morning. I've kind of found it's like my perfect morning. Coffee. Yeah. It's like a great morning pickup, and it keeps me energized. I don't know what it is, but I was talking about earlier how I used to sleep all the time during the day. And then this has virtually kicked that whole bad habit of taking naps during the day out. Because with the green juice, I feel the energy. I just feel my body feels good. I don't know. I just function a lot better. Like my shits are green now though. That is one. That's either a positive or negative. That's just all in the eyes of the beholder.
Green is good.
Yeah. But with the green juice, it just,
Gracie, pretty thrilled about the green turds.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
no comment.
Should we like talk about like the ingredients in the green juice? I guess.
Yeah, I got this.
All right, okay.
So pretty much, the green juice consists of celery, parsley, collard greens, kale, apples, and wheatgrass. And all those things combined is really good for you. I'm definitely a coffee drinker, so in the mornings I go and get my morning coffee. But right after I finish, I go and make a glass of green juice. And nice. It kind of makes me feel good, and it kind of counteracts like the negatives of the caffeine in the coffee, but you still get that energy in the morning.
So you're just hopped up in the morning.
Oh, hell
you're
yeah.
Ready to go. Jesus, I need a couple hours to wake up, accumulate myself.
I love waking up and having like a morning drink. Like I used to be a Red Bull drinker, which obviously is so bad for you, but I made the transition to coffee, which is a little better, and now chasing that with a green juice, like it's perfect combination. I feel like it kind of counteracts the negatives of the coffee, so I'm not really putting all that bad stuff into my body, or I am, but the green juice kind of just like helps it. And then the smoothies are very like filling. Like I feel like you don't really need to,
it's a meal,
snack all day. It's just kind of like you drink the smoothie and you just ate a snack.
Oh, that's, they're okay. The green juice and the smoothies are amazing meal supplements. It's, you don't have to have a whole lunch or breakfast, whatever. Literally, they're very easy to put, they're very portable, and they can just get, they just fit that niche of like, oh, I'm kind of hungry, but I don't want to eat this full meal because I'll just be tired
from all the carbs and energy. It's just like that oral fixation.
Yes, it does that. It also just literally gives your body the energy and vitamins it needs that you typically don't get in the average, say, American diet, especially because we have a lot of high processed foods with a lot of like high carbs and high sugars, which just is just not really good energy for your body. So this gives a lot of good energy. Yeah.
The greens give you what your body needs to flush all that stuff out. And, you know, as you run, as you do weight training, it expands and contracts your muscles, which moves your lymphatic system. and pumps that and drains that all into your colon. Same thing with the cardio. You sweat out through your skin. It's like the combination of all that. It gets all those greens throughout your body, so it can bind up the toxins, safely move them out the body. Because fat is basically toxin storage. And so when you put these greens in your body and you're exercising properly, you're just constantly, as you're moving, whether it's weight training or cardio, you're giving your body what it needs to flush it out, especially if you're having fried foods or Cheez-Its or M&Ms or all the fun junk food that we all love. But it helps to kind of counteract that stuff and neutralize it and safely remove it from the body. Because otherwise, if you're not getting the greens, your body can't deal with it, so it just has to park it in the fat tissue. And then people just tend to get bigger and bigger as the decades roll by.
Yeah.